the right to express a view. So in other words, the trial judge doesn't have to go along with the child's view, but the child should be entitled to express a view if they're of reasonable age to do so. And as we know, those of us who practice, the weight afforded to a child's preference is directly proportionate to the child's age. Older children are generally entitled to stronger consideration than what is afforded younger children. And, so that basically doesn't really help much. I mean, because often these judges don't interview children until the end. What I find is often children tell one parent what they think that parent wants to hear, and they tell the other parent what the other parent wants to hear. You never know whether a child has been really programmed. I had a case once where it was pretty clear that the son wanted to live with my client, the father. The mother had come to New Jersey from California without permission of the California court. When my client finally found the child here, we did, in fact, go to court. There was a hearing. And I thought this judge was an excellent judge. But the mother had the grandfather come and stay with her and the child for, 3 days to a week, and right before the child went to speak to the judge. And at that point, the child said, well, he really wanted to stay with his mom here in New Jersey. Didn't believe it for a minute, but the judge did say, fine, based on his age, he would allow it. And interesting, of course, a couple years later, the child ended up in my client's custody. But that was a situation where it was pretty clear that the child was being pressured, but the judge allowed that to swing his decision. So in any event, we're out of time. We're going to go to the news, a couple spots, go to the news, and come back with the sports guys.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard Corky & Company, and I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Kelly Sloan.
A Florida gun shop owner is speaking out about the Orlando shooter. Robert Abel of Lotus Gunworks in Jensen Beach says one of his employees became suspicious when Omar Mateen asked for body armor and bulk ammunition. He says it's unusual for someone who's not in law enforcement to request body armor.
It doesn't happen. Unless you're law enforcement, you have a reason for you to have that type of armor. It doesn't happen. It's not an odd request for bulk ammo.
He says Mateen left empty-handed and the FBI was alerted. New reports indicate the shooter was texting his wife during the massacre. NBC News says Mateen responded to a text from his wife, Noor Salman, at 2:30 a.m. President Obama visited with the families of the victims yesterday. He used the opportunity to promote gun control. He also says Americans must do more to defeat terror. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Eric, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arn on progressivism's appeal and danger.
Progressivism has been powerful for two kinds of reasons. First of all, its promise is a very high promise. It claims that it can put everything right. And the second thing is, it draws on modern science for a lot of its authority, and modern science is very powerful. Modern science cured polio. Modern science put a man on the moon. The question is, what do you do with the power? If you give absolute power or excessive power to a bunch of people, over time, they're very likely to abuse it. Remember, the richest country in the history of man in peacetime has assembled a debt larger than any in history. And it is getting to the place now where it's not going to be able to afford to go on.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket constitution and declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
Donald Trump was in Dallas last night celebrating the one-year anniversary of his campaign. During the event, he talked about the upcoming Republican National Convention and the shooting in Orlando.
We can't let these things happen anymore. Do you agree with me, protester? You agree? Or do you think it's easy to be weak and ineffective like we are right now?
He says mass shootings won't happen when he's president. Several major corporations claim they won't sponsor the Republican National Convention and will instead sponsor the Democratic Convention. Wells Fargo, UPS, Motorola, JPMorgan Chase, Ford, and Walgreens made their declaration to Bloomberg News. A former guard at the Auschwitz concentration camp is going to prison. The judge sentenced 94-year-old Reinhold Hanning to 5 years behind bars for his role in the slaughter at the death camp in Poland. The trial could be one of Germany's last Holocaust trials. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kind of love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Smith & Wesson says it's selling more guns than ever before. USA's Tammy Rose has more.
The gun maker says quarterly firearm sales rose more than 22% from the same period last year. That was better than what Smith & Wesson predicted and caused the company's stock to jump 7%. The report was based on sales through April 30th, more than a month before Sunday's mass shooting at an Orlando, Florida nightclub. Historically, gun manufacturers see demand rise in the wake of such violent incidents as program consumers fear new laws will restrict access. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
A wildfire in Santa Barbara keeps getting bigger. The Sherpa fire that began Wednesday in the Los Padres National Forest has doubled in size to 4,000 acres. The blaze has forced many people from their homes and threatened an ExxonMobil refinery. And the winds aren't helping. The area hasn't burned in more than 60 years since a 1955 wildfire charred more than 50,000 acres. Millions of people in Arizona, California, and Nevada are bracing for triple digits this weekend. The high-pressure system, also known as a heat dome, could result in record-setting heat to the tune of 120 degrees in the Phoenix area Sunday and Monday. Record temperatures are also possible in Palm Springs and Las Vegas. Death Valley could get up to 131 degrees by Monday. This is USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. For more news, go to our website, usaradio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Well, good afternoon. It's the sports guys, although you're going to have to get stuck with me today because Bill is down at the shore on his boat, and I guess John skipped out early also to go down to the shore. Frankly, I'm not sure either one of them got up this morning after that incredible basketball game last night, and that's what we'll be talking about after I tell you about this wonderful weather this weekend. Not so sure you'll want to be playing basketball outside, but it would be great weather to go to the shore. Certainly boating, anything out on the water would be fantastic. Today, at least when I came in earlier to the radio station, it was still a beautiful sunny afternoon, although they talked about the possibility of scattered showers. It didn't look like that was going to happen at all. Tonight could be partly cloudy, and some patchy fog, which will go over into the morning. So be careful because, you know, there are a lot of little fawns out there running around, and, you know, we don't want to hit the deer. I don't think we want to hit the deer, and we certainly don't want to hit the fawns. And that's happening because they have no clue yet as to be careful on the roads. I find most of the deer actually are very aware of cars, but they have to be a little bit older than these cute tiny fawns. So in any event, patchy fog tomorrow morning and then sunny, high of about 81 degrees, so it really should be beautiful, mostly clear tomorrow night. Good sleeping weather, possibly about down to about mid-50s. And then on Sunday, Father's Day, sunny, high of about 83 degrees. I know they were predicting, or somebody was predicting, over 90, but it should really be a pleasant Sunday for Father's Day. If you're out there having picnics or whatever, enjoy. And into Monday, again, another sunny day, mid-80s. So, we're here, and it's the sports guys, and you're stuck with me today. And, of course, most of us, even if we're not basketball fans, you know, these finals have been really incredible. I mean, they are great games. It looked that Cleveland was going to go down again, have not won a championship for 52 years. I was talking to one of the accountants in the building a little while before I came on the program initially, and he reminded me when. He said December of 1964. I know it was 1964, but I'm not sure when the championship, if that's when they played the championship game then. But in any event, if you're rooting for the underdogs, you know, certainly Cleveland came into this as the underdog. As I recall, the Golden State Warriors regular season, it was about 73 wins to 9 losses. I mean, an incredible year. And of course, now we've seen that it looked like they were going to sweep the finals. I mean, they were Cleveland trailed 3-1, and of course the last two games, well, all of the games have really been incredible, but the last two games have been just phenomenal. I mean, last night you would have thought that the Cleveland was playing maybe a college team or even a high school team that first quarter. As I recall, they never got closer, meaning that Golden State never got closer than about 7 points. So they really dominated, meaning Cleveland really dominated last night. I know that there are a lot of fans who really are not LeBron James fans, but he's truly phenomenal. I mean, this was the second game where he had 41 points. Last night he went 18 straight points for Cleveland. I think that was third and fourth quarter, but 18 straight points. The game, of course, the score in the end, 112-97. It was really never close except for, a short period of time when I think they were as close as with 7 points. But the Cleveland had just an unbelievable start to the game and went on from there. Now, what I really enjoy watching from Golden State is their pass, and then pass, usually, and then shoot for 3 points. It's truly phenomenal. But last night they were not making those 3 points. And, of course, the other thing that always amazes me is that they don't make every free throw. I mean, there are a lot of games that are lost or won based on free throws. And, nobody is perfect when it comes to free throws. And it seems to me that would be the easiest thing for them to do after playing, professionally. But the other thing that, of course, happened was Steph Curry was fouled out for the first time. I think it was the first time this season. And, of course, he was out on a technical in the fourth quarter. He had a sixth foul. It was a technical foul. He threw his mouthpiece. Obviously stupid, but you could see his frustration and perhaps understand his frustration. And it wasn't what some people would think of as, horrible. There were some bad calls. I mean, there were definitely some bad calls. And one of the things for someone who doesn't often watch basketball, is how the players try to con the referees. And it was very interesting for me to see how some of them try to make it appear as if they've been fouled, and or make it appear when they have fouled another player that they really haven't. Very interesting, the strategy of it. And some of the defense has been, the games were exciting. They were fun to watch. And of course, last night they played in Cleveland, and the next game is going to be in Oakland. So whether they have some real home court advantage, it'll be interesting to see. I definitely don't think the Golden State Warriors are out of it. But for anyone who is, really, if you're a LeBron James fan, you're really looking to, or if you're an underdog fan, or if you're from the Midwest, I guess you'd really like to see Cleveland, win one time. And, definitely looks like if they win, LeBron James should be the, best player. I mean, he was just unbelievable. So we'll, come back in a minute. I want to talk a little bit more about basketball, and then I probably will have to talk football because I know so little about basketball, and it doesn't seem like Ken is going to make it in today. I was hoping he'd be here, and a couple of our John Macy, for example, he had a ball game, so he couldn't come in. A couple other people had, end of the school year parties to go to, so I'm pretty well stuck and may actually, stop this a little bit short if I run out of things to say. But in the meantime, let me tell you who's sponsoring some of our sports guys, and hope they'll still be sponsors after they hear me this week.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Okay, we're back. The sports guys, it's Pat Smith. I'm still talking basketball, and although, you know, everybody has touted Steph Curry, and I really love to watch him. Last night was not, what can I say, certainly was not his game. He was really frustrated. As I said earlier, he was he fouled out of the game. He had a technical foul. And I would say ordinarily to him, stop, you know, that mouthpiece drives me nuts as he, you know, doesn't keep it in his mouth. Take it out or keep it out. But I think prior to the finals, I think there's no question. You know, he's I love to watch him. I mean, he's flitting, he's weaving, he's just all over the court. Certainly it was predicted that he would win MVP again. Now I think after the last two games, and depending on who wins the finals, I think LeBron James, who is, you know, it doesn't remind me of Michael Jordan, but, you know, is just phenomenal to watch. I mean, I used to love to watch Michael Jordan, and I think LeBron James is in that category. And if you heard what he had to say after the game last night, he wasn't bragging. He certainly recognizes that the game on Sunday night is not going to be easy. I liked the way he handled that. He was really, you know, he was really, he handled it very well. And I think, you know, other people have said that Steph Curry could also be easily the most improved player. I don't know. I don't watch enough games to be able to, you know, even comment on that. But he's certainly been setting records, you know, unlikely to be broken. Well, we can never say records aren't going to be broken because they're always going to be broken. But from the start of the season, basketball season for basketball fans, it really did feel different because the Golden State opened with a record 24 straight wins. I mean, that's unbelievable. So lots of people that I know who, you know, don't really get into basketball until much later, you know, started to care about the NBA. And in the process, we also saw anybody who knows basketball told me that Green evolved from a defensive maniac to, I guess, what they call an all-around maniac. He played point forward and at times point center, and I understand became the first player in NBA history to finish a season with 1,000 points, 500 rebounds, and 500 assists, along with 100 steals and 100 blocks. Now, you know, I'm not one to keep statistics, so that was something I read. But when you think about it, he's also a fun player to watch. I mean, I really do like to watch him. And, you know, he's, you know, just fun to watch, what can we say? You know, he's certainly, you know, Steph Curry and watching Green, you know, I just make the game even more fun to watch. And, you know, they early on, they felt that the team, the only team that might have the Warriors' number were the Lakers. And I know they did beat Golden State twice, but, you know, and however, purists would say, well, one of them was an exhibition game, and the Warriors had a bad losing streak in the preseason. I guess they were trying to figure out all the kinks and get it right. And the second loss came when the team played at noon on a Sunday, apparently after Steph Curry chose to see a midnight showing of Deadpool the previous evening. So anyway, it sounded to me like the Warriors just thought they had a slam dunk and they didn't. So as the season wore on, we all know that the wins piled up, and apparently every Warrior loss became a reason for some concern, but they were never allowed to have really a bad day. They dissected any stumble. You know, they were really chasing perfection. And, you know, it was kind of sad to see that Kobe's final season stumbled along and, you know, just didn't have, you know, although he's got a lot of commercials, he's not been out there in the way we used to see him play. But it's, you know, after seeing the the fact that they were up 3-1, I think everybody thought that they were just going to walk away with it, and it'll be interesting to see how many people watch that fifth game, because I think people thought that that was the night that they were going to put it away, but they certainly didn't. And we'll be back in just a few minutes after we talk to one of our other sponsors.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Going to play the news.
USA Radio News with Kelly Sloan.
New evidence shows the Orlando gunman may have planned his deadly massacre months in advance. Public records show Omar Mateen signed over his Florida home to his older sister April 5th for just $10. Mateen's wife, Noor Salman, signed the document as a witness. She is under investigation after reportedly telling the FBI that Mateen began scouting targets in early April. A Florida gun shop owner is speaking out about the shooter. Robert Abel of Lotus Gunworks in Jensen Beach says one of his employees became suspicious when Mateen asked for body armor. He says all of the workers have been affected by the tragedy.
Naturally, it's the sickest feeling you could ever have to your stomach. That was him. He's here.
He says Mateen left the store empty-handed and the FBI was alerted. Abel says usually only law enforcement officials ask for body armor. This is USA Radio News.
Rejoice, my friend. That music you're hearing is the sound of healing. Now, if that sounds good to you, I have something that will sound even better, because this is your opportunity to own an exclusive collection of healing music played in seven sacred musical keys in the pages of the Bible. It's known that King David soothed King Saul with his beautiful music, and today music therapy is a recognized, proven medical practice that has eased post-operative pain, lowered blood pressure, and given a much-needed boost to immune systems. Clear pain and aches out of your body, restore your focus and productivity. Finally, enjoy a full night of restful sleep. This is Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Project. Find out how a devout Christian author and musician discovered these ancient healing frequencies and why God guided him to create this amazing product. Go to WholeTones22.com right now to understand how this product can work for you as it has for countless others. Go to WholeTones22.com to hear all seven amazing songs. That's WholeTones22.com now.
Okay, we're back, and it's the sports guys, actually sports guy today, as I said. And earlier we played spots from Rab Coins. If you've never been in to see Randy and Jane, definitely go in to Rab Coins. And they both, Randy and Jane, both know a lot about coins and gold. And, you know, they're right on Main Street here in Flemington. And you know that they're going to give you a fair deal if you're going to sell. And certainly hope they give fair deals when you buy, because I'm still looking for that necklace. And also, you know, had a spot from Pat and Heidi. I don't know if you know Joe Patton, but great guy to know. And Michelle Heidi is, you know, very knowledgeable. It's good to deal with either one of them. Michelle's very active in the chamber. And among other business organizations. So back to try to talk a little bit more about sports. You know, the other guy I really enjoyed watching last night was Klay Thompson. I'm now talking about the Warriors, obviously. You know, he's, you know, I mean, everybody on that team and on Cleveland, I mean, they were pretty amazing. The way they pulled it together last night, the passing, you know, they actually played such defensive, good defense that they stopped the Warriors from what I call that pass, shoot for 3 points. I mean, which is just amazing. I mean, some of these guys can shoot from anywhere on both teams. But last night, I didn't look at the statistics, but they really... the Warriors were, you know, actually outplayed, totally outplayed. No question about the fact that they were outplayed. And so the next game is Sunday night. Luckily, it starts at 8 o'clock. I guess it preliminaries at 7:30. So Father's Day, there are going to be a lot of fathers that don't plan any late parties for fathers, because they're going to be want to watch that game. It starts at 8 o'clock, 7:30 warm-ups, but then 8 o'clock rather than 9 o'clock. And frankly, 9 o'clock during the week is just really too late. And they'll be back in California. You know, I don't know if that's going to – it should give them an advantage. I've always said that home field gives an advantage. You know, certainly home field in football, I've always felt that – you know, watching the Packers play at Lambeau is, you know, they seem to really react well to the fans. On the other hand, you know, they're the two straight games that the Cavaliers won. They won one of them in Oakland and one of them in Cleveland. And so now that's why You know, we're 3-3, and we have this seventh game that we have to go into. And there are all these statistics that how rarely anyone who's been down, any team that's been down 3-1 goes back to win. But I think all bets are off. I think everybody agrees. I think a big thing will be whether LeBron James can have the kind of game he had, because it seems to me that if he has a great game, you know, he pulls everyone along on his team and they all have a great game. So that is, you know, if he has another 41-point game, you know, three games in a row, and I think that's possible. You know, this is a toss-up. I don't think anyone can, you know, predict this. I mean, everybody, you know, if you were really predicting, they probably would say, well, you know, with the Garden State Warriors, their regular season, with Steph Curry, with Green, with Thompson, with some of their other players, they really should be able to pull it off. On the other hand, they could have a night that was as cold as last night. I mean, they just, you know, they just, you could see in the first quarter, they just couldn't get it together. So that'll make a big difference. And, but enough about basketball. What's happening in football? And I thought what I would do, and I'm going to be back after playing the news. No, I did play the news. I'm sorry. Back after a quick spot from commercial sponsor, and then we'll talk a little bit about football, okay?
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Okay, we're back with the sports guys, and it's Pat Smiths. You're stuck with me today, and so now I'm talking football. Enough basketball. Probably everyone on the planet, or almost everyone on the planet, knows a lot more about basketball than I do. But I think for all of us who do not ordinarily watch basketball, you know, tune in on Sunday night, because it is going to be probably, if anything, like the last two games, a spectacular game. Actually, all of the finals have been excellent games, and it's just amazing to see the strategy. I like the strategy. I see the strategy, but some of these players are phenomenal, and I certainly love Steph Curry, and I know some people don't like LeBron James, but, you know, these two guys are something phenomenal to watch. And I wanted to talk about a couple other things. If you haven't heard the news, hopefully Dish Network and the NFL will do what they have to do to get a contract, because I understand that their contract expired yesterday or today, and so there will be none of the Dish Network viewers are going to be able to get what you're able to get, you know, unless they renew that contract. And I certainly know that we have satellite just because of the football games, and we certainly pay for the football games and every year just so we can, you know, enjoy watching football, every single Packer game, you know, from the comfort of our home. I guess those of you who are younger probably still going out, enjoy going out to the bars, but, you know, unless we're traveling, you know, we're happy to just stay at home and watch the game. So this year the Packers have a really strange season. In fact, I think I'm just about there to have tickets for three home games in a row. For those of you who don't know, they're playing the or don't care, I guess I shouldn't, then you don't even have to listen, but they're playing the Giants on Sunday, and then the following Sunday they're playing they're playing the Giants, then they're playing Dallas Cowboys the following Sunday, and then that Thursday night they're playing the Bears. So we're definitely going to the Dallas game. We have tickets for the Dallas game. We have other tickets, but we're going to probably try to trade them to get tickets to see the Giant game and the Bear game. And I guess I should get my tickets before I encourage all the Giant fans to go out to Green Bay. It'll be a great weekend. It's a weekend in the the fall in October. Wisconsin's beautiful in October. They have the new the Hall of Fame is now open. The last time we were out, they were still renovating the Hall of Fame. So the Hall of Fame, the new Hall of Fame, is open. Of course, they have a phenomenal sports shop. I mean, it really is phenomenal. And, you know, you get a lot of cheese. In fact, one of my favorite signs in Wisconsin along one of the Wisconsin rural roads is cheese and taxidermy. But if you had a few days, Door County is really beautiful in the fall. Wisconsin, it should be, I mean, unless it rains, and it really won't be cold. So that's what's perfect, is to watch football in Wisconsin in October. And I guess the only thing I haven't checked is whether the University of Wisconsin Badgers are also playing at home one of those weekends, because that would truly be the icing on the cake to watch three Packer games and a Badger game. And again, Badger football is really fun to watch from Wisconsin. Tough ticket to get. But in any event, I wanted to highlight for the balance of the program, I just wanted to talk about one of my favorite players on the Packers. Unfortunately, Jordy Nelson was hurt. Most of us know that. Jordy is a wide receiver. There's just been some phenomenal plays between Aaron Rodgers and Jordy Nelson. He's really missed when he wasn't able to play. Not that brash, outgoing guy that some people expect. He's known for his quiet leadership and his farm-bred work ethic. He really brings character with him to Wisconsin, and he's truly loved in Green Bay. So he was raised on a cattle farm in northeast Kansas, and that's where his family farmed for generations. And, of course, Wisconsin is a farm state, so although farming is different in Kansas and Wisconsin, certainly farm people truly kind of they understand other farm people. And, the one thing about living on a farm is, it's hard labor. Some of the farm kids in Wisconsin were the best football players. you know, if their fathers let them play. I mean, that was always the problem of, you know, playing football, because you know, really needed to get home in the early fall to still work on the farm. But he, Nelson, one of the great things about Jordy Nelson, he really was always a well-rounded athlete. He went to, he was an all-state in basketball, so he's probably watching the playoffs. He was a senior, and he established school career records for blocks, steals, and assists, and even won the state track titles in the 100, 200, and 400-meter races, as well as the long jump, setting division records in the 100 and 200-meter races. I mean, when you think about it, there aren't that many professional football players who are such all-around athletes, but he was. On the other hand, football was really his sport, and he was second-team All-State as both the quarterback and defensive back. So, you know, here Jordy at one point played quarterback, and as a senior in high school, he threw for over 1,000 yards and, you know, rushed for over 1,500 yards and 25 touchdowns. So he truly was the, you know, all-around player. So now the interesting thing is, you know, because he came from that small school in a small Kansas town, the only college interest came from, you know, Division II schools, one Emporia State, which is in Kansas, and Washburn. But instead, he decided to walk on at Kansas State, and then down the road in Manhattan, because the Nelsons had season tickets for the Wildcats, you know, that's where, you know, he came from. And he was redshirted his first season and didn't see much of the field as a safety his second season. But by the time he graduated, he was a consensus All-American. And in his sophomore year, in 2005, Nelson switched to wide receiver and then led the team in receptions, yards, and receiving touchdowns. And by the time he was a senior, he set school records and finished his career second in school history in both categories, meaning receptions and yards. So this, you know, the Green Bay Packers, you know, really got a steal. He was chosen 36th overall, but that was his, it was their first pick in the 2008 draft. So the Packers chose Nelson, so they really had their eye out for him, choosing him first in 2008. And, you know, he had 9 catches in the for 140 yards in the Packers' 31-25 win over the Steelers in Super Bowl following the 2010 season. And then his highlight came, the game included, from that game, included a 29-yard touchdown reception to open the scoring. And actually, I think most fans would say, and they point to that game as the moment that he gained the confidence to become their best receiver. And apparently also really an excellent locker room leader. So the following season, he tied a Green Bay record with 2 touchdowns of 80 yards or more, and he scored in every single home game. So that's pretty phenomenal when you think of it. Every single home game, and of course the fans just, you know, loved him and have always really, you know, liked and loved Jordy Nelson because he's just a class act. So he's, you know, in 2012 he missed 4 games with a hamstring injury that slowed him, and the games he didn't play. In 2013, he led the league with 19 receptions. And of course, you know, we know that, you know, in 2014, he broke the 19-year-old team record for single-season receiving yards. He became the first player in the long and illustrious history, and I will say illustrious history of the team, with over 1,500 yards. And he earned, at that point, he earned what most of us thought was a long overdue All-Pro and Pro Bowl honors. And, you know, he's been called and recognized as the NFL's most dangerous deep threat because he's so fast. And that probably goes back to his sprinter, you know, his sprinter speed going back in high school where he, you know, remember he won state track titles in the 100, 200, and 400 meter races. So that, however, he also is strong, he's smart, and if you ever, you know, when especially when you go to the games, it's really easy to see more of the chemistry between the players. And believe me, Nelson and Aaron Rodgers have really developed chemistry. And you sometimes can actually see it when you're at a game. Harder to see when you're on television because they don't really, you know, you don't really see and have a chance to see the whole field and focus on, you know, Rodgers and how he's reacting when Jordy catches a ball. So that's, you know, so here he is, kid from Kansas in Green Bay, one of the smallest market, team owned by the town, you know, all good things. Jordy probably even goes home to help on the farm when he's not in practice or, you know, doing what he does in Green Bay. And I think one of the things that I remember him saying at one point is that farming teaches you nothing is handed out. And I think anyone who's ever lived on a farm would tell you the same thing. You know, if you take a day off, you have to work twice as hard the next day. And that's one of the things he said. And frankly, most farmers would tell you that they can't take a day off, and not unless they can get someone in, especially if it's a dairy farm. I don't know what kind of a farm he grew up on, but, you know, certainly the dairy farm, you can't let the cows stand around for 2 days. Apparently, he's actually Nelson has bought land in Kansas, and at some point plans to retire back in Kansas. So he's you know, filming ads for the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, and you know, hoping you know, I'm sure he's hoping this year to bring back the Lombardi Trophy, as are we all. And that will be a great day if, in fact, you know, we can do that this year. I certainly know that I am going to be out there rooting them on to the best I can, and hopefully Jordy Nelson will not be injured this year because we need him. We really certainly need him, and at some point we'll talk about some of the other players from other teams, but since I had the floor today, I could do what I wanted to do. And one of the other guys that I think has not been on a winning team but certainly worth looking at is J.J. Watt. You know, I really love to watch J.J. He's fun. He's and of course he's from Wisconsin, so I guess I had to put in that plug. But I think that he's, you know, unless he gets hurt, he's going to have a few more years. And you know, he's just, as we know, he was a two-time Defensive Player of the Year in 2012 and 2014. He's been a three-time Pro Bowl selection in 2012, 2013, 2014. And I think, I'm trying to remember if he was also in 2015. Might have been four time. And as I said, that's why it's so surprising when you see Jordy Nelson. You would have thought, I would have thought, that he would have been selected more often than he actually was. And, of course, one of the other Packer players that I will certainly talk about if I ever have another opportunity is Clay Matthews. I know he was picked, I think, 57 ranked by players for 2016. I think he's ranked out of the top 100. He's ranked about 57. And I was a little surprised it wasn't higher, meaning closer to, you know, the 40 range. But that's what it was. And, you know, everybody can dispute any of those. It's interesting to go back and look at the end of the year and see, you know, how well the players that have been predicted to be up there are. And one of the big problems, of course, is we never know with the injuries what's going to happen. And that's just, you know, that's part of the game. But it certainly sidelines a lot of good players. And, of course, if Phil was here, we'd be talking about what's going to happen with Philadelphia. Actually, my Packers are going to play Philadelphia, so I may actually see that game also this year. And we're going to go to the news, and then we'll be going to Rewind. So thank you for those of you who have stuck with me today. And we'll do a couple more spots.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon, the
One more before that.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
As I said, weather this weekend is going to be fantastic. Enjoy it. Enjoy the Father's Day weekend. And we'll be going to Rewind. So anyone who wants to...
Every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
Every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
It is 5 after the hour. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Clear skies, no chance of precipitation today. Mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour, gusts up to 25. Mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 50s tonight, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour.
Sunny highs in the upper 70s tomorrow. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 80s. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Highs in the upper 70s. And mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny on Friday the 17th. 30% chance of showers. Highs in the upper 70s. Saturday, sunny, highs in the lower 80s. And Sunday, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s. That is Good Morning Hunter and it's Hunter Chamber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed.